Text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, just to go back to an earlier story we did talking about the tweets by Lorraine Clifford Lee. Earlier today, I spoke to Martin Collins, co-director of Pavi Point, and I began by asking him for his reaction to those tweets.
Well, we're absolutely shocked and appalled, Miriam, at these comments. We believe these comments to be more than just inappropriate, as some Fianna Fáil TDs would suggest. We, in fact, believe they are racist comments and therefore grossly offensive to travellers. And these type of comments only contribute to the ongoing exclusion and inequality that my community experience in Ireland.
But I suppose Lorraine Clifford Lee, she has apologised in an interview this morning with the Irish Examiner. She explained, Martin, and it was way before she was involved in electoral politics. It in no way reflects her attitude. And she goes on to say, and I quote her, "My true attitude to minority issues is reflected in what I have done and what I've had to say since I was in a position to influence things."
Well, Mary, look, she was a member of the Fianna Fáil National Executive when those comments were made in 2011. And therefore, one can only assume that she had aspirations or ambitions to engage in politics and hopefully get elected as a TD. And we know now, of course, she's a senator and she holds the portfolio of justice and equality. And we believe that you cannot reconcile those two positions, to be a spokesperson for Fianna Fáil on issues of justice and equality and then having made those comments. And it's really irrelevant whether it was 6 months ago or 6 years ago or 8 years ago. They're grossly offensive and there has to be some type of accountability. And we really have to ask ourselves the question, do we want, you know, politicians in our national parliament that harbour such views? I would suggest not. There has to be accountability here. And we are calling on Micheál Martin to take some decisive action. This type of behaviour and attitude and sentiment has no place in Irish politics.
Now, Martin, I gather Lorraine Clifford Lee, she has indicated she's willing to meet you in Pavé Point. Has she been in contact with you?
Yes, Miriam. We received a call yesterday late afternoon from Lorraine. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to return her call. I will this afternoon, and I and my colleagues would be more than glad to engage in a dialogue with Lorraine and hear what she has to say. But as of this moment, our position is that any aspiring politician that harbours such views, in our view, is not fit for public office. And that is our position.
Do you know when you're planning to meet, when you might suggest you might meet her?
At this stage, Miriam, no, we haven't scheduled in. But I suspect it'll be probably sometime this week. Certainly, I would be available to meet sometime this week. But that obviously depends on Lorraine Clifford's her own schedule. But I would hope that we could meet sometime this week, because I would not like this to fester or to prolong any further. I think the quicker it is addressed and dealt with, I think the better it is for everybody. So we would like to have such a meeting as soon as possible.
And Martin, if when you do meet her and she does apologise, which we can assume she will you still be calling for her to stand her side in the upcoming Dublin Fine Gael by-election?
Well, first of all the indications are that she will apologise in person, and we would welcome that and we would acknowledge that. But Miriam, that would not, in our view, absolve her or the Fianna Fáil party from these racist comments. And I think it's important that we do remind ourselves these are racist comments. They're grossly insulting and offensive to my community. And these comments only perpetuate the ongoing racism and discrimination that my people experience on a daily basis in this society.